The History of the English Language by David Crystal. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The History of the English Language by David Crystal is an in-depth exploration of the development of the English language from its earliest beginnings to the present day. Crystal examines the various influences that have shaped the language, including the influence of other languages, the impact of technology, and the role of literature. He also looks at the various dialects of English, the evolution of grammar, and the development of pronunciation. The book begins with a discussion of the origins of English, tracing its roots back to the Germanic languages of the Anglo-Saxons. Crystal then looks at the impact of the Norman conquest on the language, and the subsequent development of Middle English. He examines the influence of other languages, such as French and Latin, on the development of English, and the impact of the printing press on the spread of the language. Crystal then looks at the development of the English language in the modern era, including the impact of the Industrial Revolution and the rise of the British Empire. He examines the various dialects of English, including American English, and the development of new words and phrases. He also looks at the impact of technology on the language, including the use of computers and the Internet. The book concludes with a discussion of the future of the English language and the challenges it faces in the 21st century. Crystal argues that the language is constantly evolving, and that it is important to recognize and embrace this evolution. He also argues that the language is a powerful tool for communication, and that it should be used to promote understanding and tolerance. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Old English was the language spoken in England from the 5th to the 12th centuries, and was the ancestor of modern English. It was a Germanic language, and was heavily influenced by Latin and French. Old English was the language spoken in England from the 5th to the 12th centuries, and was the ancestor of modern English. It was a Germanic language, and was heavily influenced by Latin and French. Old English was a complex language, with a rich vocabulary and a wide range of grammatical forms. It was also the language of the Anglo-Saxon literature, which included epic poems such as Beowulf and religious works such as the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle. Old English was written in a runic alphabet, which was replaced by the Latin alphabet in the 11th century. The language underwent a number of changes over the centuries, and by the 14th century it had evolved into Middle English. The influence of Latin and French on Old English was significant. Latin was the language of the church, and many Latin words were adopted into Old English. French was the language of the Norman rulers of England, and many French words were also adopted into Old English. This process of borrowing words from other languages is known as borrowing, and it is still a feature of the English language today. The influence of Latin and French on Old English can be seen in the spelling of words, as well as in the pronunciation and grammar. Old English was a highly inflected language, with a complex system of noun and verb declensions. It also had a number of distinct dialects, which were spoken in different parts of England. The dialects of Old English were eventually replaced by the standardized form of Middle English, which was based on the dialect of London. The modern English language is descended from Middle English, and has been heavily influenced by the languages of other countries, such as French, Spanish, and German. Main idea number 2. Middle English was the language spoken in England from the 12th to the 15th centuries, and was the ancestor of modern English. It was heavily influenced by French, and was the language of Chaucer and the King James Bible. Middle English was the language spoken in England from the 12th to the 15th centuries, and was the ancestor of modern English. It was heavily influenced by French, and was the language of Chaucer and the King James Bible. Middle English was a period of great change in the English language, as it was heavily influenced by French and Latin. This period saw the introduction of many new words, as well as changes in pronunciation and grammar. The language also became more standardized, with the introduction of the Chancery Standard, which was used for official documents. This period also saw the development of a written form of English, which was used for literature and other written works. The Middle English period was a time of great creativity in the English language, with many new words and phrases being created. It was also a period of great change, as the language was heavily influenced by French and Latin. This period saw the introduction of many new words, as well as changes in pronunciation and grammar. The language also became more standardized, with the introduction of the Chancery Standard, which was used for official documents. This period also saw the development of a written form of English, which was used for literature and other written works. The Middle English period was an important time in the history of the English language, as it was the period in which the language began to take shape and become the language we know today. It was a period of great creativity and change, and it was during this period that the language began to become more standardized and more widely used. The Middle English period was an important time in the history of the English language, and it is still important today, as it is the ancestor of modern English. Main idea number 3. Early Modern English. Early Modern English was the language spoken in England from the 15th to the 18th centuries, and was the ancestor of modern English. It was heavily influenced by Latin and French, and was the language of Shakespeare and the King James Bible. Early Modern English was the language spoken in England from the 15th to the 18th centuries, and was the ancestor of modern English. It was heavily influenced by Latin and French, and was the language of Shakespeare and the King James Bible. This period saw the emergence of a standardized form of English, with the introduction of the printing press and the rise of literacy. It was during this period that English began to be used as a language of international communication, and the language of the English colonies began to diverge from the language spoken in England. The grammar of early modern English was much simpler than that of modern English, with fewer verb tenses and fewer inflections. The vocabulary was also much smaller, with many words being borrowed from Latin and French. The spelling of words was also much less standardized than it is today, with many words being spelled in a variety of ways. This period also saw the introduction of many new words, such as television and telephone. Early modern English was a period of great change in the English language, and it laid the foundations for the language we use today. It was during this period that English began to be used as a language of international communication, and the language of the English colonies began to diverge from the language spoken in England. This period also saw the introduction of many new words, and the emergence of a standardized form of English. Main idea number 4. The Great Vowel Shift. The Great Vowel Shift was a major change in the pronunciation of English vowels that occurred in the 15th and 16th centuries. It was a major factor in the development of modern English pronunciation. The Great Vowel Shift was a major change in the pronunciation of English vowels that occurred in the 15th and 16th centuries. It was a major factor in the development of modern English pronunciation. During this period, the pronunciation of the long vowels changed dramatically, with the most noticeable changes occurring in the pronunciation of the vowels in the words bit, beat, boat, boot, bait, bought, bout, 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 bow, 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 bow. Main idea number 5. The Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution was a period of rapid economic and social change in England in the 18th and 19th centuries. It had a major impact on the English language, with the introduction of new words and phrases to describe the new technologies. The Industrial Revolution was a period of great change in England, with the introduction of new technologies and processes that revolutionized the way people lived and worked. This period saw the emergence of new industries, such as the cotton and iron industries, and the development of new forms of transport, such as the steam engine and the railway. The Industrial Revolution also had a major impact on the English language, with the introduction of new words and phrases to describe the new technologies. For example, the word locomotive was first used in 1814 to describe a steam-powered railway engine, and the word telegraph was first used in 1837 to describe an electric communication system. The Industrial Revolution also saw the emergence of new dialects and accents, as people moved from rural areas to cities in search of work. This led to the development of a more standard form of English, which was used in the new industries and in the new forms of communication. This standard form of English was also used in the new educational institutions that were established during this period, such as the universities and public schools. The Industrial Revolution also had a major impact on the literature of the time, with the emergence of new genres such as the novel and the short story. Writers such as Charles Dickens and George Eliot used the new technologies and processes to create works of literature that reflected the changes taking place in society. The Industrial Revolution also saw the emergence of new forms of entertainment, such as the music hall and the circus. The Industrial Revolution had a major impact on the English language, and it continues to influence the language today. The new words and phrases that were introduced during this period are still in use today, and the standard form of English that emerged during this period is still the basis of the language we use today. Main idea number 6. The British Empire. The British Empire was a major political and economic force in the 19th and 20th centuries. It had a major impact on the English language, with the introduction of new words and phrases from the many countries it colonized. The British Empire was a major political and economic force in the 19th and 20th centuries. It had a major impact on the English language, with the introduction of new words and phrases from the many countries it colonized. This was especially true in the areas of trade, government, and military. For example, the word barracks comes from the Spanish word barraca, which was used to describe a military camp. Similarly, the word bazaar comes from the Persian word bazaar, which was used to describe a marketplace. The British Empire also had a major influence on the grammar and pronunciation of English, with the introduction of new words and phrases from the many countries it colonized. The British Empire also had a major influence on the literature of the English language. Writers from the British Empire, such as Rudyard Kipling and Joseph Conrad, wrote stories and novels that were set in the countries they had visited. These stories often featured characters from the countries they had visited, and the language used in these stories was often influenced by the language of the countries they had visited. This had a major impact on the English language, with the introduction of new words and phrases from the many countries it colonized. The British Empire also had a major influence on the culture of the English language. The British Empire was a major force in the spread of the English language, with the introduction of new words and phrases from the many countries it colonized. This had a major impact on the culture of the English language, with the introduction of new customs, beliefs, and values from the many countries it colonized. This had a major impact on the way English was spoken and written, with the introduction of new words and phrases from the many countries it colonized. Main idea number 7. American English. American English is the form of English spoken in the United States. It has its own distinct features, such as the use of the R sound in words like car and park. American English is the form of English spoken in the United States. It has its own distinct features, such as the use of the R sound in words like car and park. This is in contrast to other varieties of English, such as British English, which does not use the R sound in these words. American English also has its own unique vocabulary, such as sidewalk and elevator, which are not used in other varieties of English. American English also has its own unique pronunciation, such as the use of the th sound in words like think and the, which is not used in other varieties of English. American English also has its own unique grammar, such as the use of the present perfect tense, which is not used in other varieties of English. American English also has its own unique spelling, such as the use of the letter z in words like realize and organize, which is not used in other varieties of English. American English has also been influenced by other languages, such as Spanish and Native American languages. This has resulted in the use of words like mesa and taco, which are not used in other varieties of English. American English has also been influenced by the culture of the United States, such as the use of slang words like cool and dude, which are not used in other varieties of English. American English has also been influenced by the media, such as the use of words like viral and trending, which are not used in other varieties of English. American English is an ever-evolving language, and its features are constantly changing. It is important to be aware of the differences between American English and other varieties of English in order to be able to communicate effectively with people from different countries and cultures. Main idea number 8. World Englishes. World Englishes is the term used to describe the many varieties of English spoken around the world. It includes varieties such as Indian English, Singapore English, and Nigerian English. World Englishes is the term used to describe the many varieties of English spoken around the world. It includes varieties such as Indian English, Singapore English, and Nigerian English. These varieties of English are distinct from the traditional forms of English spoken in the United Kingdom, the United States, and other countries where English is the primary language. World Englishes are the result of the spread of English around the world, and the influence of other languages and cultures on the English language. World Englishes are characterized by their own unique features, such as pronunciation, grammar, and vocabulary. For example, Indian English has its own distinct pronunciation, with some words being pronounced differently than in other varieties of English. It also has its own unique grammar, with some words being used differently than in other varieties of English. Additionally, Indian English has its own unique vocabulary, with some words being used that are not found in other varieties of English. World Englishes are an important part of the English language, and they are becoming increasingly important as English continues to spread around the world. They provide a unique insight into the way English is used in different parts of the world, and they can help us to better understand the global nature of the English language. Main idea number 9. English as a global language. English has become a global language, with more people speaking it as a second language than as a first language. It is the language of international business, science, and technology. English has become a global language, with more people speaking it as a second language than as a first language. It is the language of international business, science, and technology. It is the language of the internet, and it is the language of the media. English is the language of diplomacy, and it is the language of international travel. It is the language of education, and it is the language of popular culture. English is the language of the future, and it is the language of the world. English has become the lingua franca of the world, and it is the language of choice for many people. It is the language of communication, and it is the language of understanding. It is the language of progress, and it is the language of opportunity. English is the language of the global village, and it is the language of the global economy. English is the language of the world, and it is the language of the future. It is the language of communication, and it is the language of understanding. It is the language of progress, and it is the language of opportunity. English is the language of the global village, and it is the language of the global economy. Main idea number 10. English in the digital age. The digital age has had a major impact on the English language, with the introduction of new words and phrases to describe the new technologies. It has also seen the emergence of new varieties of English, such as text speak. The digital age has had a profound effect on the English language. New words and phrases have been created to describe the new technologies, and new varieties of English have emerged, such as text speak. The internet has also had a major impact on the way English is used, with the emergence of online communities and the ability to communicate with people from all over the world. This has led to the development of new dialects and accents, as well as the emergence of new slang words and phrases. The digital age has also seen the rise of English as a global language, with more people than ever before speaking English as a second language. The digital age has also seen the emergence of new writing styles, such as blogging and microblogging. This has led to a more informal style of writing, with the use of abbreviations and emoticons becoming commonplace. The digital age has also seen the rise of new forms of media, such as podcasts and webinars, which have had an impact on the way English is used. Finally, the digital age has seen the emergence of new tools for learning English, such as online courses and apps, which have made it easier than ever before to learn the language. Main idea number 11. English in education. English is the language of education in many countries around the world. It is the language of instruction in many schools, and is used in many universities and colleges. English in education. English is the language of education in many countries around the world. It is the language of instruction in many schools, and is used in many universities and colleges. English is the language of communication between teachers and students, and is used to teach a variety of subjects, from mathematics and science to literature and history. English is also used to communicate with other students and faculty members, and to access information from the internet. English is also used in many international contexts, such as conferences and meetings, and is the language of choice for many international organizations. English is an important language for students to learn, as it is the language of communication in many parts of the world. It is also the language of business, and is used in many professional contexts. Learning English can open up many opportunities for students, and can help them to become more successful in their studies and in their future careers. English is also a language of culture, and can help students to understand and appreciate different cultures and perspectives. English is an important language for students to learn, and it is essential for them to have a good understanding of the language in order to be successful in their studies and in their future careers. Learning English can open up many opportunities for students, and can help them to become more successful in their studies and in their future careers. Main idea number 12. English in the media. English is the language of the media in many countries around the world. It is used in newspapers, magazines, television, and radio. English is the language of the media in many countries around the world. It is used to communicate news, opinions, and entertainment to a wide variety of audiences. Newspapers, magazines, television, and radio all rely on English to reach their audiences. English is also used in advertising, marketing, and public relations. The use of English in the media has had a profound effect on the way people communicate. It has enabled people to share information and ideas more quickly and easily than ever before. It has also allowed people to access a wider range of information and perspectives than ever before. English has become the language of global communication, allowing people to connect with each other regardless of their native language. English in the media has also had an impact on the way people learn and use the language. As more people are exposed to English through the media, they become more familiar with the language and its nuances. This has led to an increase in the number of people who are able to communicate in English, both in their native countries and abroad. English in the media has also had an impact on the way people think and express themselves. As people become more familiar with the language, they are able to express their thoughts and feelings more clearly and effectively. This has led to an increase in the number of people who are able to communicate their ideas and opinions in English, both in their native countries and abroad. Main idea number 13. English in literature. English is the language of literature in many countries around the world. It is the language of many classic works of literature, such as Shakespeare's plays and the works of Jane Austen. English is the language of literature in many countries around the world. It is the language of many classic works of literature, such as Shakespeare's plays and the works of Jane Austen. English literature has a long and varied history, stretching back to the Middle Ages and the works of Geoffrey Chaucer. It has been shaped by the many different cultures and languages that have influenced the English language over the centuries, from Latin and French to German and Scandinavian. English literature has also been shaped by the many different literary movements that have emerged over the years, from the Romanticism of the 19th century to the Modernism of the 20th century. English literature has had a profound impact on the world, with many of its works being translated into other languages and adapted for stage and screen. It has also been a source of inspiration for many writers, both in the English-speaking world and beyond. English literature has been a major influence on the development of other literary traditions, such as American literature, and has been a major influence on the development of the English language itself. English literature is an important part of the cultural heritage of many countries, and it continues to be studied and enjoyed by people around the world. It is a testament to the power of the English language and its ability to express complex ideas and emotions, and to capture the imagination of readers. Main idea number 14. English in popular culture. English is the language of popular culture in many countries around the world. It is used in music, films, television, and video games. English has become the language of popular culture in many countries around the world. It is used in a variety of media, from music to films, television, and video games. This is due to the fact that English is the most widely spoken language in the world, with over 1.5 billion people speaking it as their first or second language. As a result, English has become the lingua franca of popular culture, allowing people from different countries to communicate and share their culture with each other. The influence of English in popular culture can be seen in the way it is used in music, films, television, and video games. Music is often written in English, and many popular songs are sung in English. Films and television shows are often dubbed into English, and video games often feature English as the main language. This allows people from different countries to access the same content, regardless of their native language. English has also become a major part of the internet, with many websites and social media platforms using English as their primary language. This has allowed people from all over the world to communicate and share their culture with each other, regardless of their native language. English in popular culture has become a powerful tool for connecting people from different countries and cultures. It has allowed people to share their culture with each other, and has helped to create a global community. English has become an important part of popular culture, and its influence will continue to grow in the future. Main idea number 15. English in advertising. English is the language of advertising in many countries around the world. It is used to promote products and services, and to create brand awareness. English is a powerful tool in the world of advertising. It is used to create a sense of familiarity and trust with potential customers, and to communicate the benefits of a product or service. It is also used to create a sense of urgency and to encourage people to take action. English is used in advertising to create a strong emotional connection with the audience, and to make sure that the message is understood. English is used in advertising in many different ways. It can be used to create slogans, taglines, and jingles that are memorable and catchy. It can also be used to create persuasive copy that is designed to convince people to buy a product or service. English is also used to create visuals that are eye-catching and memorable. English is an important part of the advertising process, as it is used to create a connection between the product or service and the customer. It is also used to create a sense of trust and familiarity with the customer, and to ensure that the message is understood. English is an essential part of the advertising process, and it is important for companies to use it effectively in order to reach their target audience. Main idea number 16. English in the workplace. English is the language of the workplace in many countries around the world. It is used in business meetings, negotiations, and other professional contexts. English is an essential language for the workplace in many countries. It is used to communicate with colleagues, customers, and other stakeholders in a professional setting. It is also used to write reports, memos, and other documents. English is the language of international business, and it is important for employees to have a good command of the language in order to be successful in their careers. English is also used in the workplace to facilitate communication between people from different countries and cultures. It is the language of choice for many international conferences and meetings, and it is often used to bridge the gap between different cultures and languages. English is also used to create a common language for employees from different backgrounds, allowing them to communicate more effectively. English is also used in the workplace to create a professional atmosphere. It is the language of choice for many business documents, and it is often used to create a sense of professionalism and authority. English is also used to create a sense of unity among employees, allowing them to work together more effectively. English is an important language for the workplace, and it is essential for employees to have a good command of the language in order to be successful in their careers. It is the language of international business, and it is used to facilitate communication between people from different countries and cultures. It is also used to create a professional atmosphere and to create a sense of unity among employees. Main idea number 17. English in the law. English is the language of the law in many countries around the world. It is used in court proceedings, legal documents, and other legal contexts. English in the law is an important concept to understand when discussing the history of the English language. In many countries, English is the language of the law, used in court proceedings, legal documents, and other legal contexts. This is due to the fact that English is the most widely spoken language in the world, and is the official language of many countries. As a result, English has become the language of choice for legal matters in many countries. The use of English in the law has been a long-standing tradition in many countries. In the United States, For example, English has been the language of the law since the founding of the nation. This is due to the fact that English was the language of the original colonists, and has been the language of the majority of the population ever since. In other countries, such as India, English has been adopted as the language of the law due to its widespread use in the country. The use of English in the law has had a significant impact on the development of the language. As English has become the language of the law, it has been used to create legal terminology and concepts that are specific to the language. This has resulted in the development of a specialized form of English that is used in legal contexts. This specialized form of English is known as legal English, and is used in court proceedings, legal documents, and other legal contexts. English in the law is an important concept to understand when discussing the history of the English language. It is a testament to the power and influence of the language, and its ability to be adapted to different contexts. As English continues to be used in the law, it will continue to evolve and develop, creating a unique form of the language that is used in legal contexts. Main idea number 18. English in science and technology. English is the language of science and technology in many countries around the world. It is used in scientific and technical publications, and in the development of new technologies. English is the language of science and technology in many countries around the world. It is used in scientific and technical publications, and in the development of new technologies. This is because English is the most widely spoken language in the world, and it is the language of international communication. English is also the language of the Internet, and it is used in many computer programs and software applications. English is the language of instruction in many universities and colleges, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical conferences. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical journals, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical websites. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical databases, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical software applications. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical books, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical magazines. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical dictionaries, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical encyclopedias. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical textbooks, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical manuals. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical research papers, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical reports. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical presentations, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical seminars. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical workshops, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical conferences. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical websites, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical blogs. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical forums, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical social media sites. English is also the language of choice for many scientific and technical online courses, and it is the language of choice for many scientific and technical online tutorials. Main idea number 19. English in the arts. English is the language of the arts in many countries around the world. It is used in poetry, plays, and other forms of artistic expression. English in the arts is a concept that has been around for centuries. It is the language of literature, music, theater, and other forms of artistic expression. English is used to create works of art that can be enjoyed by people from all walks of life. It is a language that is capable of conveying complex ideas and emotions in a way that is both accessible and meaningful. English has been used in the arts since the Middle Ages, when it was used to create works of literature such as Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Since then, English has been used in a variety of forms, from the plays of William Shakespeare to the novels of Jane Austen. It has also been used in music, from the folk songs of the British Isles to the jazz of the United States. English is also used in the visual arts, from the paintings of the Pre-Raphaelites to the films of Alfred Hitchcock. It is a language that is capable of conveying complex ideas and emotions in a way that is both accessible and meaningful. English is a language that is constantly evolving, and it is this evolution that has allowed it to remain relevant in the arts for centuries. English in the arts is a concept that is constantly evolving and adapting to the changing times. It is a language that is capable of expressing complex ideas and emotions in a way that is both accessible and meaningful. English is a language that is constantly evolving, and it is this evolution that has allowed it to remain relevant in the arts for centuries. Main idea number 20. English in the future. English is likely to remain a major language in the future, with more people speaking it as a second language than as a first language. It is likely to continue to evolve and change, as it has done in the past. English is likely to remain a major language in the future, with more people speaking it as a second language than as a first language. It is likely to continue to evolve and change, as it has done in the past. This evolution will be driven by the increasing globalization of the world, with more people from different countries and cultures coming into contact with each other and exchanging ideas. This will lead to the emergence of new dialects and varieties of English, as well as the adoption of words and phrases from other languages. English will also continue to be used as a lingua franca, a language used to communicate between people who do not share a common language. This will ensure that English remains a major language in the future. The use of English in the digital world is also likely to increase in the future. As technology advances, more and more people will be using English to communicate online, and this will lead to the emergence of new varieties of English. English will also continue to be used in the media, in education, and in business, ensuring that it remains a major language in the future. English is likely to remain an important language in the future, and its influence will continue to be felt around the world. It is likely to continue to evolve and change, as it has done in the past, and its use in the digital world will ensure that it remains a major language in the future.